Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Fikes.
I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkiti.
And I'm Wendy Papazan. Hey, everyone. So excited to be here. I feel like it's been a hot minute since I recorded with you guys. And we are here to talk about our sister company, Her Best Life. We have, let's see, when is our event? It's coming up in about a month, I guess, right?
A month. September.
Yeah. And we wanted to just spend a few minutes talking about the genesis of Her Best Life and what it means to us, because this is really our passion project. It's our passionate side hustle that's turned into a really big business all on its own. And so just to kind of take you back to where it all started back in, gosh, I guess it was like 2015 really the genesis of it way back when.
So get settled in for Empire Building story time.
Yeah.
With Wendy.
Well, it all started when I joined. I was feeling really lonely. That's really where it started, is I was feeling really lonely as a leader. And my business had doubled. It had tripled. It was growing very rapidly. You know, within 5 years of becoming a realtor, I was making $1 million in commission checks, which for me, you know, the most I'd ever made was $42,000 a year working for the state of Texas. So it's pretty overwhelming as far as all that went. And I just was feeling lonely. So I joined an organization called EO, which is a fantastic organization. They're called Entrepreneurs Organization. And my kids were really little at the time. I think they were probably eight and nine. And the Austin chapter, one of the largest chapters in the country, has 90% men. So I got in there and they kind of put you in groups so that you can have a more intimate experience. And so I was interviewing with groups of 9 men. And I can just remember leaving those conversations, very nice, wonderful men, but just having very little in common with them, because a lot of them had a stay-at-home wife, full-time stay-at-home wife. They weren't concerned about childcare. They just had different issues than me. And so I actually did join, but it was just not the right fit for me at that time in my life. And so I decided to build my own thing. So I invited. Yeah, go ahead, Tiffany.
Well, yeah. And that's it. What's interesting is it seems like a lot of us were on that same journey, because that's how I got connected with you. Was mm-hmm. I was doing that same thing. I had joined an entrepreneurial support group in Nashville and found the same thing. Like, these are mostly men. There was one other woman in the whole organization. And like you said, it was all different things. So we were all kind of on this independent journey, or a lot of us were, that then we found each other because we were searching for this. But it took a long time for us to find each other. It was a year of me searching before I got connected with you.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, I remember you were in Austin and you came into my office and we really connected. And yeah, so it started out, there was about 6 of us at the beginning, 6 or 7. And then we eventually became 11. And we started meeting in different places around the country, around the world. And the masterminds were so powerful.
So powerful.
Well, and that first one, though, if we all remember, we all walked into a room really not knowing everyone. Nobody knew everyone. I knew 2 people, one of which
I think I did. I invited everyone, so I knew everyone.
Okay. So yeah. I walked into a room not knowing everyone and only knowing a couple of people, like having had one meeting with you, Wendy, in an office. Mm-hmm. And then I walked mm-hmm. in to spend a weekend with 6 women that I didn't know very well. And I was really nervous. I don't know about you.
I was super nervous. I remember, because right, Wendy had come to DC for a mastermind. Yeah. And so we connected, and afterwards she followed up and was like, you should join me. And I had the same thought, like, I'm going to get on a plane. I know these women, like I know of them. I know their names. I know I respect them, but I was going to literally spend an entire weekend, right? Like all of that. Yeah. And dig in. And I feel like it was life. It's been life changing, right? Like, I think for all of us in so many different ways and certainly over the time. But I remember distinctly was that like, right, was that our January 19 retreat where we really sat down and what was happening for each of us, people were calling the women, right? Were reaching out to us. You know, sometimes it felt like daily, just saying like, we see what's happening. Like you guys are, something's happening in this group and how can we get in that room? And I think we all wanted that. We knew how powerful it was for us. And I think that why of more women need this, like it, yeah. We were searching and we had found it. And it's almost like when you know something and you kind of get on the other side, like, I think we all felt like this sort of, I don't know, obligate, like, right. But the responsibility to like, amplify.
It was a responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, it was a responsibility.
It was a bigger why than just like, yeah. Hey, this seems like a good side hustle. It was like, no, this yeah. is like, this changed yes. our lives and yes. more women around the world need this.
Because we hesitated for many years. We talked about it. I think for at least 2 years about starting something like this. And, you know, we all knew how much work it was going to be. And, you know, we're all have a big life outside of this organization. And so, yeah, finally it was like, we can't keep this in, you know, we have an obligation and a responsibility. And so, yeah, so that's when we had that first event. And this year we're going to be celebrating our fifth event, which is unbelievable.
Unbelievable. September 20th.
Went by like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Went by like that. Yeah. We have two babies almost as old as her best life.
That's right.
Literally. Yeah. I was 7 months yeah. pregnant with Kim.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think Sarah had a baby at that first one.
She did. Right? Lincoln was there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Lincoln was a little baby. Yeah. He was nursing.
Yep.
Yeah. It's crazy. Well, that's hard to believe. And and so that's the genesis of it. And it's grown, it's changed. I still feel like we're in startup mode. I don't know about you guys.
But oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Still making mistakes, still failing forward. And so last year we were kind of patting ourselves on the back because we had sold out for our October event in February. And everything seemed to be really good with the economy. And so we had some really big goals for this event in 2023. Big goals. We were hoping to get 800 people in the room. And little did we know that the real estate market would crash in July after we made those obligations. And it hasn't really come back for a lot of people. It's been really tough out there. I know all three of us are suffering. You know, our teams are suffering financially. And so we're here to talk about reasons why you should come, but also to ask for your help, all of our listeners. If you know of someone who you think would benefit from our event, please ask them. You know, our room is, we have at least 100 tickets to sell.
Which is a great opportunity. Like so many people at this point last year were asking, how could we get in the room? And so I see it as a great opportunity. And each one of us got in the room because someone invited us. You know, like everybody who is in the HBL board members are people who were invited in by somebody else. And so what a great opportunity. Right now, when the economy is hard, I know that right now I need ideas. I need new energy. I need people who get how hard it is to lead right now.
Yes.
So,
and we're the lid, right? Like, I think that there's so many conferences, right? There's stuff you can go to locally. There's your office might be having trainings about how to like sell more houses. And at the end of the day, like what I've realized in this journey is that I'm the lid, like, right? My development and my investment as me, as a leader, as a mom, like is actually the ceiling on everything in my business. It's actually a mirror. The things I'm struggling with reflect in my business. And what this did, and I don't think people even realize it until they come and they get on the other side, is that yes, you're going to get amazing tactics that are going to help you put right back into your business when you go back. But like, that's just the big business part. It's really the big life part. Like, where do you go that you get poured into, that you come away thinking like somebody poured into me so that I can come back and pour into the business, to the family, to all the commitments that you have. And I think that's what makes us so unique and so powerful in the lives of women.
So eloquently said, Kimber. And I think that all of us have changed dramatically since 2015, 2016.
For the better. I mean,
for the better.
For the better.
We are better humans, for sure. We are better humans, for sure. Better mothers, better wives, better people, better business owners, better investors, better, healthier, wealthier, yeah, I would say there's wiser.
There's not a circle of our life that has not been touched for the better because of these conversations that we have with each other. And so that's why I'm excited to tell you why you need to come.
I'm excited. Well, today we're going to give you a little sneak peek. Preview of what you can expect. We're not going to share all the details, but the content has been pretty much finalized, and it's amazing. It's remarkable. You guys are going to learn so much. And I think you guys, those of you that have been before, you remember that wherever you are in your life, it's the same place that we are. Like, we are you. And so the conference is actually a reflection of where we're at. And so the conference is not always the same because we're always giving you what you need in the moment. And so a lot of the things that we're going to be talking about are going to be things that you are, that are really necessary for you right now. So the first thing that we're going to be talking about is leadership, which is really tactical leadership lessons for uncertain times. Okay. I feel like I'm 4 years in, you know. I had a hard year in 2019. 2020 was tough. You know, it's just crazy. And so I've really had to grow my leadership in so many ways. First of all, getting the right people on the bus, keeping those people, right? Making sure that I don't have any turnover, making hard financial choices. Some of you are having to make really tough choices around team members and what to do. And so we're just going to be having some really tactical leadership lessons that are going to be really powerful for you guys.
Well, and specifically, what I love about that piece is you're actually going to leave with the work done, some of it. Like, you know, a lot of times you come and you just get these ideas or you get like things you need to implement, and we're going to work around the table on that. So like, you're going to leave with an actual plan of a piece of leadership growth that you need, which it isn't going to get put on a shelf that way. Like, you just need to implement it. And so that's what I love the most about that piece of what we're doing this year, Wendy, is like, they're going to leave with the work done, part of the work done for themselves, so that all they have to do is implement.
Love that.
So the second reason that you definitely need to get to Nashville in the fall is investing advice. Like, we talk about investing. I don't know about you ladies, but I never had a group really of humans that I could talk about investing. Like, the moms on the playground don't really engage in what kind of return are you getting on your hard money loan conversation, or like even knowing what hard money loans are.
Hey, I like your shoes. Where did you get them? And oh, by the way, what's your net worth?
Yeah. That's right.
Where are you investing like, these days?
The power of having women or any, you know, people talking about wealth is the conversation, is the growth. And so we have and spend a lot of time on that. We hit tactical, you know, What are you doing? You hear from other women who are succeeding or failing. Like, that's also what I love is like, let's talk about our failures so the other people around the table don't have to do that. You get to learn from other people's mistakes, which I love that. And like, how are you finding deals? Where are the best deals?
And are you diversifying? Real estate deals, but also businesses right now. Like, you're mm-hmm. just seeing a lot of business opportunities that are both like prop tech things that are connected to the real estate industry and not. And how do you even think about, like, a lot of us, we know like our residential deals, but do you know commercial? Do you know office? Like, do you also know just when you're looking at a business opportunity that maybe you do want to integrate into your work? And all of those, I think, are really live conversations that we're going to have.
Well, and also just the market of the moment, right? You know, we're about to see, well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm seeing some very good deals with office buildings. I'm seeing 7 and 8 caps, which I have not seen in a while. I've just got 2 deals the last 2 days. And so just having conversations around what is the market of the moment? How do you take advantage of it? And sometimes you take advantage of that by getting in a group with someone else, joining forces, and pooling your money. That's how you
can do bigger deals.
That is how you become wealthy. And so that's another advantage And, you know, to be honest, it's weird, but we've never really done that in our circle. At least I don't know that we have, which I've always thought was kind of funny, but, I'd love to do a deal with you guys.
Yeah. Syndicate. Let's find, send us one of those office buildings, Wendy. Let's syndicate.
That's right. I know. I was like, tell us more about that, which I think is also really cool. Cause you get to see people who are around the country. Like you literally get a collection of real estate experts from around the country and world. Right. And so being able to have somebody that you're like, is like, no, in my market, like this is what's going on and here's great opportunities. I think it's awesome.
Well, do you remember Rachel Davenport, who's one of our Empire Circle members? She posted in Slack last year something like, "Oh, I have a property that's a 14 cap. Is that a good deal or something?"
Yes.
And everybody was like, "Sign me up!"
Exactly. Where am I signing for that?
Sign me up. Yeah.
I love that. Well, the third, and I think, you know, for me, one of the most powerful opportunities and I think differentiators, and I think about the work that we're doing and the opportunity that will be in front of you in Nashville. And I think this is one that you may, you know, my therapist sometimes says, like, you are hungry and you don't even know it, right? Like, you don't even know that you're hungry, that you need this, right? Because you've been without it for so long. And I think when like friendship and connection, that you may in your world just like head down and you're really driving and focused on your business or focused on your family. And you may not even realize the extent to this circle is not as developed in your life or isn't actually meeting all of your needs. And so I think one of the most powerful things is the connectivity to other like-minded women that you're going to have. You're going to come in and you're going to get connected to a circle of women. And then you're going to have lots of opportunities to connect in. And I think that's been one of the most powerful things, certainly in our circle, but it's also been one of the best gifts. And I think, like, talk about a mission in action. When we get almost, like, sometimes it feels like daily, weekly, right, feedback from women who've been connected because they came through an HBL experience and they now, like, literally have, their lives are different, not because their businesses are great and that's awesome, but they have, like, they're traveling all over the country. I saw, like, three this week alone. And I love, I mean, like, it's the best gift that I feel like have given the world.
And I know for all three of us personally, it's been kind of a hard season for us this first half of the year. I had hip surgery. I had a son who's graduating. We're having to move my dad down from Minnesota to Texas into assisted living. And he's been to the emergency room a few times. And it's been a hard season for me personally. In addition to, you know, the stuff that's going on with the business. And I know the same is true for you guys.
At Her Best Life, we're not just building businesses. We're growing our net worth, leveraging our platforms for good, and living our big lives. And that's what Empire Circle is all about. It's an executive membership designed for ambitious business women leaders who want more. More growth, more profit, more impact, and more freedom. This is where powerful, deep connections meet powerful results. Apply now at herbestlife.com and join us by stepping in to Empire Circle.
Yeah, like the things that we each go through, like in the last, let's see, 4 months, my kid's school kind of imploded, the whole thing. I like thought this is the direction we're going. I didn't have to think about it any longer. And like all of that disappeared in a couple months' time. And I had to scramble to figure out what that was. Like all these and business being what it is right now, like all of these things that we're going through, our texturing and other people just knowing what's going on is such a buoy to my energy and all of that. And Kimber, I love what your therapist said. Like, you don't even realize you need this, because I wouldn't have said that I needed this in any way, shape, or form. Like, I showed up for business, and because I have plenty of friends, and by plenty, I mean like a few, and most of them are men. And, you know, like, I've never had girlfriends before. And without each of you and the rest of our circle, like, I mean, there have been many times in the last couple of years that texturing has saved me and the support that I didn't even know that I needed. So I love that.
And you know what I love, Kimber, is I love that you quote your therapist a lot now.
Yeah, you really do.
You do. I love it.
She's like a lifeline for me, right?
Yeah.
But I think that part of like transition has been like, right, this is for a lot of us, but certainly my life, it's a big season of transition, of change, of reevaluating like identity and how, like what are the things and who did I identify with being, and is that serving me in this next chapter and season? And so as our boys, like I have one going to high school, one going into middle school, like, right, where it's just, there's a lot, changing and really starting to look for other ways to think about who am I and what do I want that's not externally defined by, well, yeah, what do I want? Well, what do the boys need? Like, what does the business need? What does the family need? And actually really like asking that question and taking that time to think, what do you need and what, how can your circle help you get it?
I love that. Well, before we get to the fourth reason that you guys should come, Tiffany, I should have told you this right at the beginning, but your hair game is really strong today. Looks really good.
Really strong. I
this, okay, yeah. I would say this is a circle thing. Like, this is, women have taught me how to do my hair now.
That's what I thought. I wasn't going to say that, but I was like, I think that's a nice bonus for you. Yeah.
Totally. And I mean, yeah. Like, I'm learning how to do makeup. I'm learning how to do all this stuff that my mom, guys, is just so excited for y'all in my life, because now I know how to do my hair and I know how to do my makeup, and
like
she's
a good
just
Texas
so
girl.
Thrilled.
Right.
That's right.
Yes. All right. Okay. Well, we digress. All right. And the fourth reason is really energy. I know that out of every conference I have ever been to, like I come back from this thing electrified. I mean, I am full of energy. My cup is full. I have deep, deep, deep conversations. The networking is not surface. It's deep conversations. And all of that gives me so, 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 so much energy. And it just reminds me that I need to, you know, connection is really important. Human connection is really important. And I need to have fun. You know, that's, it's just really important. And so those kind of like mental boosts are, I don't know, I think it's the experience of almost everyone that attends.
Yeah, for sure. And the energy also comes from the permission, the vulnerability that you hear, like no one is up there acting like they have it all together. You know, like we all struggle. And so we are really transparent about that. And the permission that it gives to you to say no to things. Like, I mean, we had a whole experience about how to say no to get what you really want. And I mean, I know every year we talk about some of the same stuff, but that permission, I need that because I forget. Even as like I'm your introverted doll, and like I need that connection. I need that human reminder of who I am and what that it's okay to not be okay, or it's okay to say no, or it's okay to be quote unquote selfish and take care of yourself. To Kimber's point, so that permission that is granted is one of the bigger energy boosts for me, and I hear that from a lot of people too.
Yeah. I agree.
And so if you don't know how to answer that, right? Like I love those things, Tiffany. How are you feeling yourself right now? If you had to pause and write it down and you don't have anything on that list, like you need this. What does self-care look like for you? What have you done in the last month? It's almost like, right? What did you do last month for self-care? What did you do yesterday for self-care?
Well, and I had an aha. I don't think I told you guys this, but I had an aha when we came back from Sue's house. So a bunch of us, we had one of our retreats. And I had an aha when I came back from that, which was, I think when you take self-care, the opportunity for self-care, which was connection and relaxation and just having fun and enjoying each other's company, you almost come back with a sense of it's okay to do this. And that for me, at least for a little while, that transfers into my life, right? Mm-hmm. So that allows me to have additional self-care and to just take time for myself. I mean, it sometimes fades away, you know, after a while. But I just, that was my big aha coming back from Sue's. It's like, wow, this is longer lasting than just the weekend, you know?
Well, and that's why you've got to get that reminder over and over again, because it does fade away in all circles of our lives. Whatever that reminder is, if you don't get another boost of it, it fades away. And I think as women, that permission to take care of yourself is the first thing to go, or at least it is in
my
life.
Yep. It's really true.
Which brings us to the last thing that we prioritize at our event, and that is fun. As leaders, as business owners, as women even, like, we don't have or we don't find ourselves in a situation to really let ourselves let the guard down, let ourselves feel safe enough to be like free and have a lot of fun. And so a big part of that is we have a big party after a really great day of working on all these things that we've talked about. We cut loose. And honestly, if I'm being honest, I think this year, that's what we need the most because we've been carrying so much. We need to have some fun and remember who we are. So that's a big part of what we do. It weaves into everything. But it's important, and that's a big part of what we do. And this year, the party is going to be so awesome because it's bigger than life. It is a Dolly Parton party. So you can come and be your authentic true self, or like Dolly says, it costs a lot of money to look this trashy. Like, you can be big or whatever you want to be at the party. So I'm really excited about that.
Do you guys have your costumes yet?
So my sister was in town and we went shopping and I was walking through this shoe store and I literally walked past these boots and I was like, why would anyone buy those boots? Where would you ever go in those boots? So then I bought them because they're pink and like shiny and crazy and they're not cowboy boots. They're just, I don't know,
fun boots.
Crazy boots.
Yeah.
So I have that and I was wearing cutoff shorts. And so my cutoff shorts with these crazy pink boots are the beginning of Tiffany's outrageous outfit for the party.
I'm struggling a little bit, but I know I'll get there.
Yes. And even if you don't get there, like, come in jeans and
stay. I know. I went in a weird direction. Like, I went in a weird direction last year.
You did.
Yeah, but it was fine. I loved it. So
it's fine. Great. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Kimber, what about you?
Oh, not at all. Come on. I only have my ticket because you guys are so good at holding me accountable to plans. So it's good. I'll get it together at some point before we get there. If not, I mean, you're in Nashville. Like, get there a day early.
That's great.
Grab a cowboy
it's
hat.
It's going to be super easy.
Everything you need, exactly, for a Dolly
That's
Parton,
true.
You can get in Nashville.
Well, and don't worry about Don't worry. Just grab something out of your closet, you know, our friend Sarita, who you guys know, she often shows up in
jeans
and a t-shirt.
She would be in Nikes
and a
t-shirt.
Yeah, jeans and a t-shirt. Yep,
that's exactly
so,
right.
Which is perfectly acceptable as well. So come as you are. Yeah, come as you are.
All right, so you've got five fabulous reasons that you need to join us. And so we have some really exciting offers because we want to make sure that you can get to the website today and grab one of our codes and make it even easier. So one, I think, as Chip said, almost everybody that has joined us is joined us because somebody else tapped him on the shoulder and said, this is a place that you need to be. So we have a special discount code if you are new to our HBL family, and that literally is new to HBL, all together, new to HBL, T-O-H-B-L.
Yeah, T-O. Yep.
T-O. That's right. And so you'll go to herbestlife.com, which you'll pop right up. You can throw that in and you'll save $700 off of the registration, which is amazing because we
that's
really
amazing.
Want to have you in the room with us.
We want to fill the room.
We want to fill the room.
Yep. That's
yep,
basically
we know the power
our,
it
that's
has.
Basically our cost right there. So we want to fill the room.
Yep.
Well, and if you yep. get a free night as well, because staying on site at the hotel makes it so much more fun. And so we want to make sure that we can help you do that as well. So with that, new to HBL, you get that amazing discount and a free night at the hotel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's
okay.
Right.
Well, gosh. So that's like $1,000 value.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, because
and if you've already part of our HBL, you still get the free night. So jump in, grab your ticket if you don't have it already, and we will get you connected right to the hotel so you can grab your stay.
I love that.
And we also have another offer. If right now your business, you need a little bit of help with the payment, we've got a payment plan for you. So if you go to the website, you've got that as well. Three easy payments of $499. We're helping you. We're smoothing the way, making it easy for you
That's
to get
got a
there.
Money back guarantee.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And I love that. Like, I think the power to say, like, We know the power it has. Like, you can talk to anybody that's been part of our community and they can share that experience. But if you come and you're like, this was just not for me, and it was not, Wendy, Tiffany, and Kimber did not tell me the truth today. We have 100% money back guarantee. So come out, join us, and get what you need. And if it doesn't meet it, well, we've got it back for you.
Well, and there's a reason that, at the event, we sell almost everyone, 80% of the people that go buy their ticket for the next year. Like, that's been the case year after year after year, as people want to come back. There's no hesitation. They're just signing up right there because it's such a powerful experience. So please, 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 yeah, invite your friends. We'd love to see you. And if you haven't been for a while, please go ahead and use that new to HBL code and get that free night and that $700 discount, because we'd really like to see you there.
That's right. We'll get the codes in the show notes, so you can get, if you are tracking all this, grab it, and we'll see you in Nashville.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Going to be great.
Bye, guys.
It's going to be awesome.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.